720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. We posted on Facebook earlier today the lineup of today's show. We were going to start out with Dr. Oz, but we decided to start with the mayor of Chicago because she is very, very busy and we appreciate her time. On the phone with us is Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be with you.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I think most of Chicago thinks you're doing a wonderful job. The transparency, getting the information out, the press conferences on a regular basis, you're doing a tremendous job.
Well, thank you. We know this is really a time where people are scared, and we want to be as visible as possible and making sure that we're providing people with information they need to be able to calm their anxieties, but also to anticipate what their day-to-day life is going to be like. This is something that I think no one that's living today has ever experienced before. And this will be something that we remember for the rest of our lifetime.
Mayor, I loved the press conference yesterday when you said you will have access to food, you will have access to health care, you will have access to food banks. There is no reason to panic.
Right. And it's true. We have been in conversation from the very beginning of this crisis with food suppliers, with other people in the supply chain that are supplying kind of the basic needs that folks need to be able to function. And we've been repeatedly reassured that the supply chain is solid, that we're getting what we need. So I hope that we're not going to see more photos of empty store shelves because there's no need for that. There's going to be plenty.
I can't find toilet paper anywhere.
So I'll tell you a funny story. I came out of my office on Friday, and somebody had sent over a cake, and we opened it up, and we got a cake shaped like a roll of toilet paper.
You can't really use that. We're talking with we're talking with Mayor Lightfoot, the Greater Chicago Food Depository. You had during the press conference yesterday Catholic Charities. You thanked Cardinal Supich. You talked about the Salvation Army with the mobile feeding services. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for people that missed it yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the things that we've been most concerned about is how do we feed people, particularly people that are under best of circumstances are sick and shut in. How do we make sure that we continue to feed the hundreds of thousands of CPS students who rely upon school every day for food? So we've had a whole working group just focused on food security. How do we get it? How do we deliver it? How do we make sure that we rinse and repeat every single day so that nobody goes hungry in our city? And I have to tell you, the people that stood up with us yesterday have been tremendous partners. I mean, tremendous partners. Greater Chicago Food Depository, Salvation Army, United Way, the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. These are the folks that are the safety net that's making sure that everyone in Chicago and really throughout our state are able to get access to the basic food stuff that they need. And I got to give my hat off to the legion of volunteers who have also been flocking to all these organizations to help them package up bags of groceries and other things to make sure that we're delivering to people. And I want to also thank the people in CPS who are continuing to operate the school cafeterias to produce food for our students. I mean, man, this has been an enormous undertaking, but so many people have just been heroic in the face of this crisis.
I know, Mayor, you had to do it for safety reasons, but it was hard for you to close the schools because most of these kids get their breakfast and lunch meals at school.
Yeah, it was something that was wearing on me for some time. It was absolutely the right thing to do, but it's tough. You know, I know this because we went through this for 2 weeks during the strike last fall. And also, you know, no one talks about this, but this is another piece of it. Our kids are safe when they're in school. When they're out on the street, they are subject to potential violence. And so that weighed very heavily on me. Also thinking about the number of CPS parents who are hourly workers, who are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have the extras to be able to take off work and watch their children or pay someone
right
to do that. So we announced, I think today, Sitter City is stepping up and really trying to help fill that void for our healthcare workers and our first responders in particular. And we're encouraging anyone who's already been certified to be able to work with children, now's the time. Go to sittercity.com. There's a link on the website where you can sign up to volunteer to really help support our healthcare workers and our first responders in this time of need.
We're talking with Mayor Lori Lightfoot. That's one of the questions that my wife wanted me to ask you. As a healthy person, where we can go out and maybe get groceries for a senior or someone and drop it on their porch. So give the website again where we can volunteer and help.
The Greater Chicago Food Depository or the Salvation Army. Each of those two organizations is on the front lines of supplying food. The Salvation Army actually has a mobile food delivery system, so they're doing tons of work, but they need volunteers.
Mayor, Chicago comes together in times of crisis. When I look around the city, it's people that want to help other people. And the reason that we wanted to have you on today is because people want to help. They want to give. We want to get to the next step so we all can get out of this sheltering stage that we're in right now.
No, I listen, this is a great city, and people do step up. They step up to support each other. They step up to support their neighbors. They step up to support total strangers. And there's a couple of other ways that I think people could step up. We announced earlier this week that we set up a resiliency fund for small businesses. And why we're focused on small businesses is the Small Business Administration gives loans at a higher level than a lot of neighborhood businesses can actually access. So we want to support those local small businesses and make sure that they're able to make payroll, meet their cash crunch needs, because if we support the businesses, we're supporting the workers. And when we support the workers, we're supporting the neighborhoods. So if you want to give to the Chicago Resiliency Fund, go to chicago.gov/coronavirus. There's a link there where you can give. The other thing that's very helpful is the Chicago Community Trust and United Way also set up a separate fund to help community-based organizations that are doing really the Lord's work by providing the social safety net in communities all across the city. So if you go to the Chicago Community Trust website, there's a way for you to give there as well.
I think you mentioned yesterday, $13.5 million so far?
$13.5 million as of, I think, Friday was raised by the Chicago Community Trust. It's been a tremendous outpouring, but there's more that we can give. We started our resiliency fund with $100 million, and I have to tell you, businesses all over the city have been stepping up. Individuals have been stepping up. We want to get that to $250,000 so we can leverage that to really help bail out our small businesses and their workers here in Chicago.
You know, I've said this to you before on this show. I can't imagine what you're going through, because as you're the mayor of Chicago, people want to come to you with problems. And here we are. This is probably the biggest problem we've faced in a generation. I wake up, I look at the stats in Italy. I look at the stats in China. I talk to my friends in New York. I have friends in San Francisco. What are you looking at on a daily basis to kind of get a feel on the end game here?
Well, we're spending a lot of time with our Department of Public Health, the epidemiologists, and people that they brought on board to do modeling to look at what the arc of this virus is going to look like in Chicago. Just came out of a meeting, but I think people just have to be prepared that we're going to have to be in this for the long haul. I can't tell you when we'll reach the peak yet, but it's not going to be in a couple weeks. Unfortunately, I think we're going to be in this for a long haul. This is tough. We're a group that loves to be out and socializing and enjoying the great city, particularly as we're heading into spring and the summer. And we're going to do everything that we can to keep people safe. We've really imposed these very strict measures to stay at home because we know this is a way to really make a difference and bend the arc of the curve of this virus. But people have to get used to the idea this isn't going to be over next week or the week after. We're going to be in this for a while.
I want you to explain again, shelter in place doesn't mean you can't walk around your neighborhood. Of course,
No. You
want people to stay at home. Explain that again to people.
Right. So why we think you're safer at home It's because we know from the experience of China, but also contrast that with Japan, Singapore, South Korea. When people were out of congregate settings, like schools, like restaurants, like bars, when we shrunk the footprint of our lives, then we saw the transmission rate start to eventually go down. That's why we're doing that. But what does it mean for you on a day-to-day basis? Of course you can go outside to go to the grocery store, go get gas in your car. If you're working for an essential business that has to stay open, you can continue to work. But when you're out there, what we want you to do is be smart. We want you to practice social distancing. We want you to make sure that you're washing your hands on a regular basis. We want you to make sure that if you're coughing, sneezing, or yawning, that you're covering your mouth. So be smart about it. This is not a time where we can congregate in large settings. We really want to keep that down to 10 or less. And I know that that's challenging, but that's really what we believe is necessary to save lives.
With couples that have been together for a long time, I've been married for 19 years. There's a learning curve again to spend 24/7 with your spouse. It's tough to get used to again. Are you experiencing that with Amy?
There's a little bit. She's not used to seeing me around so much. And, you know, with our daughter being out of school, although her school's pretty rigorous, so they've sent her a list of work to do every day. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of reacquainting ourselves with spending a lot of time together, but it's good time. I mean, when I'm home, I try to unplug as much as I can. We're cooking, which I love to do.
Yep.
We're binge watching lots of different TV shows. We're getting suggestions from our friends. I never get to watch TV. Of course, the one thing that I miss desperately is sports. Right now, I'd be fully engaged in March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
So that's hard for me as a sports fan. So I spend a lot of time reading every sports blog that I can, figuring out who's making what moves in the leading up to the NFL draft and during free agency. But, you know, and also just spending time decompressing. This is stressful for everyone, stressful for me, stressful for families. We're also spending time using a platform, Zoom, to communicate with yep. our friends that we can't see with the regularity that we'd like to. So we're finding very inventive ways to entertain ourselves when we're hunkered down at home.
I'm glad you mentioned that because Zoom, we all signed up for the app. We have that FaceTime. I come from a large family, so we're taking turns. My mother is 85, and my mother can't sit still, and she still works to this day. However, she's been home, and she's getting stir-crazy, so we're taking time FaceTime. And you mentioned that yesterday. Don't forget about your neighbors, especially the seniors. Knock on their door, then back up. Leave them a note. Just check in with them.
No, I think that's critically important. I try to talk to my mom every day. She lives in Ohio, and she's 91. Mostly what I've been doing is urging her to stay inside. She doesn't work, but she's very active, very involved in her church. She's got a whole network of friends, and it's hard for her because she feels incredibly isolated. But I think I've finally been able to break through as of our call this morning. She's now reciting back to me the things I've been saying to her for the last week about the importance of staying in.
Oh,
God
yeah.
bless, right? But no, I think really important, particularly people who normally check in with elders, people who have underlying medical conditions, even if you can't go and sit with them, call them on the phone. Just knock on the door. Let them know that you're out there, that you're worrying about them, that you care about them. We've just got to make sure that we are even more active in being good neighbors, good friends, good family members than we are in ordinary times, because this isolation will be hard for people. There's no question about it.
And before you go, tell me about your relationship with the governor. You had that joint press conference on Friday. It seems like you two, I know you're on the same page, but there's a certain chemistry there, too.
We didn't really know each other before either of us were elected. And, of course, we interact on, you know, business that pertains to the city and the state. But I will tell you, over these last 3 weeks, we talked multiple times a day. And really, our friendship is definitely deepening. We know each other's families. We're asking what's going on there. But, you know, we're trying to make sure for both of us that we were feeling the need, him for the state, me for the city, and for us to be on the same page, for our teams to be on the same page, is absolutely critical. Now, we don't always agree on every issue, but we are lockstep. By the time we come out in public and announce something, he and I are on the same page, and we really, our strength, I think, comes from our unity. He's got a lot of tough decisions to make on his plate. He obviously is looking out for the entire state.
Right.
I've got the city, not like it's any small task, given the magnitude of the issues here and the number of people that live in the area. But we are really, what you see is genuine. There's a friendship there that I think is going to endure way past this crisis. And we're leaning on each other. And I appreciate his friendship and support, and I know that he appreciates mine.
Well, I appreciate you coming on WGN Radio, and I just want to say again, you're doing an unbelievably good, great job, especially with these press conferences, just giving us the information. This is when leaders stand out in times of crisis, and you've really stepped up your game, and I'm going to give you the last word here to talk to the people of Chicago and just, you know, give them some words of encouragement.
Well, I think first and foremost, I want people to be taking care of themselves, not just their physical health, but that's important. But I also want them to make sure that they're checking in with themselves about what their stress level is, whether or not they're exercising self-care. Find some time, multiple times a day, hopefully, just to decompress, kind of take it all in. You know, I'm keeping a daily journal. I think a lot of people are probably doing the same thing. But I do really think, even though we're physically isolated from each other, figure out creative ways that you can still be a part of your community. That is essential. And what I also want people to know is my team and I across the city, I mean, I've seen people step up in unbelievable ways over these last 10 weeks or 10 days to 2 weeks. It's really remarkable. People are working their tails off 24/7. And I'm never going to be able to mention and thank publicly every single one of them, but I've got people on my team across city agencies, first responders to be sure, but a lot of other folks who are spending every single day worrying about the safety and well-being of people in the city, as is our social safety net. You know, I stood with some folks yesterday, but they're representative of a larger group of people who are saying in this time, how can I help? And they are executing. So I want people to feel comforted that we're in this with you. We're in this for the long haul together.
Mayor, you're the best. Thank you so much. Enjoy your Sunday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care.